Caxton and CTP Publishers is one of the largest players in the print media and packaging industries in the country. The group announced interim results for the 6 months to the end of December today, and revenues rose by 12.3% to 3 billion rand. The headline earnings rose by an impressive 76% to 246 million rand. There is no debt on the balance sheet. On the line is Tim Holden. He is the Group MD of Caxton. Tim, thank you so much for joining me. I read through your results and you make a very bold claim. You state that you believe Caxton has fully recovered from the negative impact of COVID-19. It's a bold statement. Do you think from a Caxton perspective that the pandemic is behind us?
When I track our results and I compare them to the prior years, the profitability levels shown in these results were last seen in 2016. So I can safely say that although in a lot of our operations, the throughputs and revenues are not the same, the good work we've done on closing, you know, unprofitable divisions and on our cost controls have meant that we've been able to still improve profitability to those pandemic levels. So from our side, you know, pending anything changing from where we are from a COVID point of view, we think that we've got through the worst and we are venturing forward.
But it's a significant jump in profit, 76% in headline earnings. That is significant. So how much of that is new growth and how much of that can be attributed to a rebound from the negative impact we saw over the past 2 years?
In our local newspaping business, in terms of the advertising revenues, that's a rebound from the depressed advertising revenues of the last 2 years. But in our other two major operating segments being commercial printing and packaging, the encouraging thing is we've seen a growth in market shares there. And some of that growth in market share was on the back of us holding significant excess stock levels, which meant when our competitors couldn't fulfill the needs of the customers, we could step into the breach and gain that extra work. And on the packaging side, we've gained market shares in our beer label market, where our major competitor has decided to exit that market. So, yes, it's a combination of a rebound in our local newspapers, but some market share growth in our two other major segments.
You also state that there are challenges relating to the supply chain, especially to related to a shortage of paper and packaging board. What is packaging board and what are the challenges?
What we've seen happening over the whole of the calendar year last year was that there was a tightening of supply from the mills, local mills. And these are mills that either produce commercial grades of paper to print on or they produce the packaging board to make a carton of any sort. And not only locally, but globally. So the mills have actually entered into a phase of where they've sold their capacities upfront to their customers. And that is the only tonnage you will get. In addition to that, we've seen that these mills have virtually monthly, as we currently sit, starting to increase their prices significantly. And that's on the back of increased demand for pulp. And also the high cost of energy that you're seeing overseas that is impacting these mills, a large amount of energy, as well as any imports from the east are attracting significant logistic costs. So we are seeing price increases of the raw material inputs of anywhere between 20 to 50%. And I think our
20 to 50%, that is significant.
Correct. It is significant, and it's unprecedented. You know, I talked to some of the old heads in our group, and they've never seen market conditions like this. But the fortunate position the group did was to bulk up in stocks the whole of last year, and to the extent that we were sitting on close of 350 million increased stock levels over the previous December. So although we have mitigated that to some extent, we are still huge cost increases.
So you've bulked up on stock. Was that in preemptive to the increases in prices and the availability of stock?
Yeah, it was immediately we saw that that the mills were limiting supply, we were very fortunate that we buy our raw materials from a variety of suppliers, so we were in a position to be able to place much higher orders across our whole supply base. And it was a combination of things. It was, one was to make sure we had the stocks so we don't let our customers down, and secondly also to try and mitigate some of these large price increases.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting going forward. I think there are challenges for many supply chains, especially with pressure on our harbors, especially for the importation of a lot of goods. Do you foresee a short-term solution to the problem? Because when your stocks run out, you will be facing that problem head on.
Yeah. There's no short-term solution. We are fortunate enough, and if one looks at some of our major grades, if you look at newsprint, we are fortunate enough that we have always over the years supported the last local supplier of newsprint, being Sappi. So we have managed to secure our allocation for our customers in that regard. So we are comfortable we have enough supply there. And we have also been allocated across a variety of international mills enough stock to meet our commercial customers' requirements. So I think we're in a reasonable position, but it doesn't mean that there is not challenges on certain very unique grades of product, of raw materials.
You've also referred earlier to rising electricity costs, and I think many businesses in South Africa would also regard it as a very, very challenging or a big challenge. What are you doing to mitigate this?
Right. The first thing we've done, we've completed our first solar pilot project, which actually was a solar and a battery system. And we are busy rolling out our second project at our large packaging site near the airport. And we have bought enough panels to double that solar capacity across our other sites. So we're going down, which I'm sure many other groups are, is looking at putting as much solar capacity on our major plants. So that's our strategy in terms of mitigating those costs.
How much electricity can you generate through such solutions? Because, you run heavy equipment, which uses, I would assume, a lot of electricity.
The installation we're doing at our packaging plant is going to be 2 megawatts. So it's a huge installation. So it has the capacity to run our plant at certain times of the day, obviously. But, it's not going to wean us off totally from the grid, but it does give us a significant amount of energy to mitigate those costs.
Yeah, I think that is a reality for many businesses, as you say. I think the biggest constraint in South Africa at the moment is load shedding, and we're currently in phase four. And for a company like Caxton, it means you will actually stop doing business, because when the power is off, the printing presses can't run. How has that impacted Caxton before you now started to install these panels?
Well, in most of our plants, we also have generator capacity. So where we have very time sensitive products like local newspaper printing, we have enough generator capacity to run the full plant. So we have also in all these sites got generator facilities that help us get through the load shedding period.
But I would assume it's expensive to use.
It is. It is expensive, and that just further adds to our cost base. But it is a reality.
You have reported a 76% increase in your headline earnings, which is a very, very big number. Surely you can't sustain that in the second half. But what do you expect will happen in the second half of your financial year?
If one looks where we are, we're still showing strong demand. So currently where I sit now, we're still showing stronger demand. But I do feel that with the inflationary pressures coming through into the market and onto the consumer, that we will see a tapering off of those levels of growth. So I don't foresee going forward for the rest of the financial year the same level of growth, but I still see growth, yes.
I think it's a challenge for every single business. We will see growth, and then there's a big but. And that creates uncertainty. But Tim, thank you so much for your time tonight. That was Tim Holden, Group MD of Caxton.